When I first watched Silence of the Lambs, I had a crush on Hannibal the Cannibal. Years later, when Hannibal was released, I grew to envy Clarice for the love of Dr. Lecter. I wanted to be her. Before you decide that I'm a crazy chick, let me take you for a quick walk in my shoes. I have been in and out of many relationships that lasted from a couple of days to a couple of months. The ones that crashed before they took off did not last because the man in question did not exert any effort to get my initial attention, while the ones that crashed before they landed safely ended because the man in question stopped exerting effort and took me for granted. They, Egyptian men, just do not want to work. I do not expect much. I just want to see a man going out of his way for me. What's the big deal? Shave his ugly head, lose a few extra pounds, get a job, wake up an hour early, sleep an hour late, drive an extra mile to see me, or any such thing that would translate into effort. Now let me introduce you to the Dr. Lecter that I envy Agent Starling for. Deep, intense, witty, handsome, and knows her like the back of his hand. He knows how her mind works and what makes her heart tick. He knows her every thought, fear, wish, and impulse. He loves her for her vulnerable strength. The beast had many chances to devour her, yet he declined. Hannibal Lecter dared her, challenged her, and pushed her from one limit to the other. But he was always there to save her soul when she gave in to despair. When the bad guys, society, enemies, or anyone hurt her, he was still watching over her shoulder. He hurt them for her. When it was his life or hers, he chose hers. When it was his wrist or hers, he saved hers. When it was his heart or hers, he broke his to mend hers. The beast went against his nature for her. This is my definition of effort. He called me Clarice, and I called him Dr. Lecter. But I was no Clarice, and he was no Hannibal. I was a bit taken by the fact that he was 14 years older than I was. Yet I decided to give us a chance. I liked talking to him. He was smart, deep, and successful. As the sun set on his face, I saw glimpses of Sir Anthony Hopkins. I'm not on anything. I am just blessed with an overdose of imagination. As we spoke, I wanted him to raise his voice a bit. His faint voice inspired neither confidence nor strength. His body language was that of a man who gave up on life somehow. The way his shoulders dropped, his legs slouched, his back arched, and his belly bulged made it very hard for me to move beyond the age thing. My friends accuse me of being superficial and hung up on appearances. They do not see him that fat, or that switched off, or that old. What's wrong with him? They asked. Ladies, that question hurts so much. Nothing is wrong with him. He's just not right for me. Why do you think that I should settle for less than what I want? Why do you think I should lower my expectations? Why do you deny me the right to be picky? Do you not think that I'm worth it? Do you not see that I deserve it? Can I not do better? Am I that flawed? Am I that deluded? Are you that unfair? Thank you, but no thank you. Pass. I will wait for as long as it takes. Quid pro quo, my dear Hannibal. And that covers body, mind, and soul. He was never heard of again.